seven thunders is not a sermon. Do you hear me? Seven thunder is not a sermon. It's not a message. It is a move of God. There are three groups of Christians existing today. We have the evangelicals, we have the Pentecostals, and we have the bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is watching what everybody is doing with the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. But what is the voice following that anointing? That is what the bride wants to hear. Hallelujah. I have some things to remind us of. And this is fueled by an email that I received yesterday through our website. And it's been very, very encouraging to us. We have a lot of response. A lot of response all over the world. All over the world. All over. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Every day I have reason to take the ministry more seriously. Every day. Knowing that a lot of people are resting their faith on what we are saying here. And if we mislead them, we will pay for it. We are happy to hear that a lot of people, a lot, are getting themselves revived. They are not here just watching us through our live broadcast, through our streaming on the net. I'm telling you, and it's very interesting. And God will bless all of you that are sponsoring this evangelism. I'm telling you, you are not wasting your sponsorship. If you are here, clap for yourself. Wait. I say those who are sponsoring evangelism. Who are they? Stand up if you are among them. Stand up. Stand up if you are among those sponsoring evangelism in this ministry. Clap your hand. Only those standing. Only those. You are sitting down. Only those standing. God bless you. God bless you. Be seated. You have not wasted your sponsorship. That's the truth from all over the world. And people are coming for our June camp from outside the country. I've indicated some of them are coming. Outside Lagos, some people are coming. We are busy thinking now of how we will create a protocol department to take care of the foreigners that will be coming in here already. They'll be tripping in here one by one. Hallelujah. It has started. That is how it starts. Amen. And this is a brother. Pastor Elvis is his name. From Kingdom Life Charismatic Ministries in Thailand. He sent this email. I don't know him. But he watches us. Even now, he may be on his computer set now, looking and watching us, like so many other people do, from particularly Europe, America, and these Asian countries. They are watching us now. And please, can we just wave our hand and tell them we are together? We are together. Just say we are together. We are together. We are together. We welcome all of you watching us from all over the world. This is our own way of saying shalom. Can you shout shalom to the whole world? Say it to the whole world. Shalom. Thank you. God bless you. They are watching us. Now, this is what he said. He said, glory be to God that a man like you have been predestinated just to continue where William Marion Branham stopped. Hallelujah. This is what he said. He said, how will we have had this message if God in his infinite mercy have not kept you till our generation? You have said so many things in your sermons that are too hard to accept. That can only and only be accepted if that person is among the elect. I have so many questions. But I will ask them one after the other until I am well exalted. Many of us preachers have preached what we don't understand just because one daddy and mommy say so and we believe it's right without even cross-checking. Well, I thank God who has counted me worthy to be part of the 11th hour laborers. And he continued, again, I want to draw your attention from my research that many denominations know the primary truth about water baptism. It's very clear and obvious that they know, but they have refused to follow the way it should be because that would destroy some of their foundation. If they believe that baptism should be in the name and that if they believe that baptism should be in the name of Jesus, that will first of all destroy the doctrine of Trinity. I stand aside in my imagination trying to exclude myself from the picture so I can see clearly. In my mind, I climbed a tall building looking down on the earth to see so clearly the activities of men here on earth. I see two groups of people living here on earth. If only men of God will study carefully and humbly ask God, he will also reveal the mystery of iniquity to them. If all ministers could understand this mystery, what a good and pleasant world our Christian lives will be. I will stop here, Daddy, because the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. God knows those that are his. Hallelujah. And he asked a question. He said, Daddy, I have heard you explain the rapture and made so many comments that I will want you to explain further. I believe that on that day, when the elect will be raptured, like you always say, that people think that Molue will jam Molue, bus will jam bus, car will jam car, and so on. That is what I have believed. Please explain to me more about the way the rapture will be. Thanks, Pastor Elvis. Praise God. That means he listens to our messages. Hallelujah. And I replied him earlier in the day that if he can join us today, I will comment on it today and put it on tape. But if he's not able to join us, he can be sure that it will be uploaded and he can watch it tomorrow in our video section of our website. Hallelujah. And so, we will look at today the rapture of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the average denominational, blind denominational, untutored, unrevelated denominational believer, Christian, is waiting for the day that they will hear para, ba, 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 in the sky. Then there will be confusion galore. Molues will jam molue. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane. And then there will be confusion. Okada will be jamming Okada. Everybody confusion galore. When did it happen? Rapture. It's not like that though. Matthew 24. Let the Bible speak. And listen carefully for those who are hearing it for the first time. It's a call sermon for the bride. And we have preached it several times. Because it is the basis of our gathering. That is why we are not a denomination. It is this understanding that somebody may be hearing it for the first time now. Hallelujah. That positions you. And you can say you are a bride member. You are the bride of Jesus Christ. Not Bride Assembly Church, Lagos. Oh. There are people that are members of Bride Assembly, Lagos, but they are not members of the Bride of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that. I'm talking to revelated people. I'm talking about the Bride of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking to them. They are everywhere, worldwide. Hallelujah. God is leading them to listen to what they should hear. And in Matthew 24, praise God, it's a Bible study. Bible study. If I don't finish today, I'll finish next week. God willing. Verse 3. If you are there. And as he sat, that is Jesus, right? Sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world? Hallelujah. I repeat, hear the questions the disciples were asking him. Because in verse 1 and verse 2, he was speaking about the destruction that will come in Jerusalem and how the temple will be no more. He had been telling them about things concerning the end. And they asked him, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? There are three questions there. When shall these things be? Which things? The destruction of the temple. The destruction of Jerusalem. When will it be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Because he told them he will go and come back. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Believe in me, believe in God, believe in me also. Hallelujah. I go up to prepare a place for you. He says so. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In John chapter 14, he says so. He had been telling them that he will come back. And he will collect them. And he said, what shall be the sign of thy coming? Amen. Hallelujah. Because before you come, there must be a sign. Amen. Anytime a God wants to come, anytime God wants to come anywhere to meet you as an individual, to come and meet you as a group, before he comes, there will be a sign. Even the president, the governor of Lagos State, if he's going to come here, we will see that if you don't know that he will come, before he finally arrives, there will be a sign that governor is coming or the president is coming. And particularly in this part of the world, before the president of Nigeria will come anywhere, 30 minutes for his arrival, every road will close. It is a sign that the president is coming. One time he told Elijah to wait, he will meet him somewhere. Hallelujah. God said, I will meet with you there. He was waiting. Small time. What was it that happened? There was earthquake that shook everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Small time again. No. Then he peeped. I mean, he thought that God don't come. So he was waiting to see God. He looked at the earthquake. There was no God there. Small time again, a wind blew everywhere. Hey, he don't come. Elijah looked where. God was not in the wind. God was not in the earthquake. Small time, fire! Fire! Elijah looked very well. God was not in the fire. What was the wind? What was the earthquake? What was the fire? It was a sign of the coming of God. Hallelujah. God is not in the fire. Listen, God is not in fire. God is not in the earthquake. Oh. It is a sign. And they asked him, what shall be the sign of thy coming? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the third question is, what is the sign of the end of the world? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world, they are two different occurrences. Because we are waiting now for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that was the question they asked. And this was the answer. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is his answer, take heed that no man deceive you. Can you see now? If you are sitting down, you are waiting for papa, 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 papa. You are being deceived. You are deceived because you will not call like that. All the teachings that made you to believe that, that is why Jesus Christ knew it will happen. And be not deceived. Do not be deceived. That is number one. Verse 5. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. Many will come. He didn't say that they will say, I am Jesus Christ. So, I am Christ. That is, I am anointed. That is, they will come that I'm anointed and shall deceive many. They shall deceive many. Using the anointing, many will be deceived. You see why the bride of Jesus Christ is suspicious of everyone that is anointed? Hallelujah. Anywhere, any anointing that is going on, a true elect of God, a true bride of Jesus Christ, he will sit like Andrew, I mean Philip, sit under the sycamore tree. They watch. Amen. And when you say you are watching, what are you watching? What are you watching? Praise the Lord. Listen, church. If the bride of Jesus Christ is watching, there must be something they are watching for. There is something you are watching for. There is something you are watching for. Church, I don't know how to say it. There is something you are watching for. To confirm to you, hallelujah, that God is here. There's something you are watching for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After the fire, after the wind, after the earthquake, what was the evidence that God had come? There was a still small voice. After the bride of Jesus Christ is watching what everybody is doing with the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. But what is the voice following that anointing? That is what the bride wants to hear. It's a voice that you want to hear. What are you saying? What are you saying? Okay, you do, people will fall down. Praise God. After they stood up and they sat down, what are you telling them? That is why we can look at some places and tell you, God is not there. Because we try to listen to what they are saying and we saw them speaking like ahimas. All they say is, all is well. All is well. All is well. What is the message? All is well. Distress of nation. Economies are crumbling. Everything is going upside down. Life now has no meaning again. Earthquakes everywhere. Tsunamis everywhere. Hunger everywhere. Wars everywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then a preacher
who should be telling you something that will make you prepare to go home, is telling you all is well. It's because he doesn't know how to interpret what is going on. If he knew it, he would say it. And they carry themselves mighty, mighty titles. Apostle doctor.
An apostle is one that is sent. The sent one is called apostle. How can you say God sent you to tell them all is well? So I want you to note that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be not deceived. And he went to tell them things they should watch out for. Go to verse 14. He says something. In verse 14 he says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. For what? For a witness unto all nations. And are all nations not hearing us now? Are they not hearing us now? Oh. They're hearing the gospel. He said, and then shall the end come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he was still asked. That question he was still answering. The whole of Matthew 24. Then he came to verse 23. Are we there? He said, then, that is in future. Now he was referring to a period of time, and this is that period. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ. Or there, he said, believe it not. You see? That means, concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ, let nobody, directly or indirectly, hallelujah, please, please, make sure you come here on Sunday. Those of you who love the word, I am starting a teaching that I titled Behold the Antichrist. Listen, and I'm not talking about the man of sin. Hallelujah. See, let's leave that man in Rome first. Let's leave that man in Rome first. I'm telling you there are antichrists already. I'll prove it to you on Sunday. Praise God. If you don't, we are not able to come, get the tape and listen. It's for your own good. Antichrist, fool everywhere. If they tell you he's somewhere, amen. Believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ. Hallelujah. And false prophets. I shall show great signs and wonders. Great signs and wonders. Great signs and wonders. You see why we say God's elect are not carried about, carried away, because you have any form of anointing. He says so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, but it is not possible. That's why we are called the elect. It is not possible to deceive the elect. It is possible to persecute the elect. But it is not possible to deceive the elect. Okay, verse 25. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in a desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in a secret chamber somewhere, believe it not. Then, this is what he said, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east. You see it now? This is it now. Listen, you know, my own Bible, I underlined this in 1990. That is where I knew this scripture. It was in 1990. That time, I stayed there inside prison yard. The things I preached are things I knew when I was under detention. God kept me in detention and fed me well, well before he brought me out. He made sure I didn't go near any denomination. After I gave my life to Christ, he revealed the message to me. That's why every day I continue to thank him and thank him and thank him. But he did not allow me to go the way of error. I would have been answering Reverend Dr. Moses Alu by now. Oh yes, because even in this ministry, they have offered me several times honorary doctorate degree that I should come and collect it. Schools of theology offered me, I have their letters. They are doing a great thing. Some even say I should come and receive an award. I'm from a great contribution. Amen. I will laugh. I say, see these ones. See them. You are giving me honor, doctorate degree. Do you believe what I'm preaching? Do you believe what I'm preaching? So what are you giving me honor for? If not, in fact, this church is 14 years old now. I will have been Bishop Moses alone. And my wife will have been Reverend Mrs. Clara Alu. And we will have been having our special seat with a special carpet before. Or sit down. Nobody else sits on that seat. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus. Oh, where will I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Hallelujah. You know, even as I'm preaching, some people sitting down here, they're going to frown. I'm not going to talk some things now because there's still transport outside. If we reach like 1 a.m., I will open up. Sorry, you can't be angry and go. Can't be angry and go. Truth is bitter. But it's that bitter aspect that heals. That's the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm reading it again. Oh, this is how Jesus Christ will come. Listen, this is how he will come. This verse covers everything. It's a foundational revelation of the coming of Jesus Christ. That verse 27, 28. Listen, church. He is not coming by any confusion anywhere. This is how Jesus Christ will come. He himself said it by himself. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. How many eagles are here? That is how Jesus Christ himself made that statement. And many people are reading that verse and they know nothing about what he meant. But we know what is written there. The bride we know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is using the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun to describe the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The light there is the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that moves from the east down to the west. Now, in this little exhortation, now, if we go to Exodus chapter 37, there is something that I want us to read there. Exodus chapter 37. Hallelujah. Let me read something here. Remember that Moses was before God's presence and he was asked to come and build a tabernacle for the Lord and the pattern that was given to him, hallelujah, was given to him after the heavenly pattern. Apostle Paul explained it to us in the book of Hebrews. But this, and everything that he was asked to do was representing something in heaven. And it was a shadow of something that was to come. The law is a shadow. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17, 16 and 17 says so. Whether it is Sabbath, whether it is a new moon, whatever is the law that was given, he said it is a shadow of things to come. Let no one judge you by it, because grace is the fulfillment of the law. Christ came to fulfill the law through grace. And so, if you want to understand salvation, then you have to go to the Old Testament and see some shadows there. It will help you understand what the New Testament is all about. And so, concerning the tabernacle, verse 17, 37, let me read it from verse 17. Listen carefully. And he made the candlestick of pure gold. Beaten work made he the candlestick. His shaft and his branch, his balls, his knobs, and his flowers were of the same. Listen carefully. Follow it carefully. Don't just read for reading's sake. I'm bringing out something from here. And six branches going out of the sides thereof. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't mind, show us the first photograph or the chart. Chart number one. Now, that is what I am reading. What you see there. That candle stand there, if you look at the screen, that is what he's describing here. He says, you make the candlestick. The candlestick there, that is what you see there, standing there. And he says, verse 18 says, and six branches going out of the sides thereof. Can you see them? Three to the right, three to the left. Correct? Three branches of the candlestick out of the one side thereof, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knob and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another branch, a knob and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of the candlestick, and the candlestick were four bowls made like almond, his knobs and his flowers, and a knob under two branches of the same. You see them resting on the knob. And a knob under two branches of the same. And a knob under two branches of the same. According to the six branches going out of it. Their knobs and their branches were of the same. All of it was one beaten work of pure gold. And this is why I'm going verse 27. And he made his seven lamps, because the center one is the seventh one. Three to the right, three to the left. The center one is also a candle stand. Stand there. And his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, of a talent of pure gold made he eat, and all the vessels thereof. And if you watch what you are watching carefully, seven candlesticks, hallelujah, in the temple, at the altar of the tabernacle. And each of them there was oil in it. The light, the process of lighting these seven sticks, they don't light them at the same time. You light from one because of the oil that is in it. When you light from one, the next one collects it. The next one collects it. I think even in kerosene stove, they do like that. I think kerosene stove. Something like that. Once one of the something catches fire, the rest will be collecting it. That is how it is. Because, and each one of those candlesticks, that is what you see in Revelation chapter 1. Can we open it? Listen carefully so that you'll understand where we are going. No more mumu following. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His hand and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now verse 20. The mystery. Somebody shout mystery. Say it again, mystery. A mystery is a hidden truth. Hallelujah. That can never be known until he who hid it reveals it to you. Amen. And salvation is a mystery. And that's why, blessed be the name of the Lord. Apostle Paul says that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And people, how that, Apostle Paul said, how that by wisdom, hallelujah, men could not understand God. Because he came, hallelujah, in what the world will term to be foolish. But it is in that foolishness that he displayed his wisdom. And he displays his power. Because he hid the process of true salvation, he hid it in a mystery. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we get excited when he, God, we have the privilege of him granting us understanding of some of these mysteries. And that's why when we speak the way we speak confidently. Hallelujah, because we know on which ground we stand. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. That is the rock now. It's the rock of revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars that we see. Hallelujah. In verse 20 and in verse 12, the candle stands. He said, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. This is the mystery. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. That is, God was telling Moses about the seven church ages. That was a shadow. Hallelujah. That's why you see it displayed there. Hallelujah. You see it there on the screen. It says, as the lightning from the east to the west, it says, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The sun, the gospel light, is talking about the gospel light. He uses nature. Does not even nature teach you? Nature teaches salvation. Nature teaches redemption. Nature is preaching gospel. I have preached that gospel message before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does not even nature teach you? Hallelujah. And so this is it now. The sun rises from the east and travels, and everybody sees, and everybody knows when it is evening time, the sun is going down. Where does the sun end at last? We are in the west. It starts from the east and ends in the west. And after it ends in the west, where does it appear again the next day? In the east again. Telling you how the gospel that was rejected by the Jews, it started with them. The gospel started with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you screen that again, you will see what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ started from the east. The gospel started from the east. Israel is in the east. They call it the Middle East. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Started from the Middle East. Middle East. Let's go to chapter number 2. Let me explain something there for them. In the second chart that you see on the screen now, this is it. You see where Israel is, see where the picture of Jesus Christ is, that he started from Israel. Hallelujah. And the gospel was rejected and it went to the Gentiles. And that is where you began to see from the first church age, hallelujah, after the day of Pentecost, the Acts of Apostles, what gave us this Bible? Paul, from where was Apostle Paul? From Greece. If you know the map of the world, this little graphic here will show you what it is all about. From Greece, you have Apostle Paul, the first church age messenger. That was the light. Hallelujah. And remember that Jesus Christ was in the midst of the candlesticks. Why? Because he was the one in charge. He was watching to make sure the oil was complete in everyone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they remember that the candlestick was all made of gold. Gold speaks of deity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is, everything there was divine. Divinely arranged and divinely supervised. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Ephesians 2:20 says so. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The revelation, the gospel that we preach is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel we preach. Okay. Hallelujah. Because everything is revolved around Christ and Christ. Now, if you watch the screen again, you will see that Israel from Apostle Paul in Greece, the first church age, it moved to the second church age. I'm talking Bible history now. Hallelujah. Irenaeus is agreed worldwide that he was the next church age messenger, the second church age messenger. And then the third, and then moving again, see the way it was moving in Europe there, it was moving to France, where we got Martin in the next church age, the third church age, the fourth church age was now moving down towards UK, we have in Ireland and Scotland, where we have Columba. And then it moved again. Hallelujah. Moving down like that, we have Luther. And then it moved again to Wesley. And it moved again to the west. Hallelujah. And that is where it produced the man William Marion Braham. As the light lightened from the east. Hallelujah. Shining from the east to the west. From the east. Hallelujah. From the Jews to the Gentiles. And it ended in the west. And that is why we are confidently telling you that we are in the evening time. And the Bible assures us in Zechariah chapter 14 verse 7 that at evening time there shall be light. There is the evening light. The evening light there is the evening gospel. And that is the end time message. Seven thunders is not a sermon. Do you hear me? Seven thunder is not a sermon. It's not a message. It is a move of God. There are three groups of Christians existing today. We have the evangelicals, we have the Pentecostals, and we have the bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is watching what everybody is doing with the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. But what is the voice following that anointing? That is what the bride wants to hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The candlesticks, they are the churches. The light there, they are the star messengers who were bearing the light. Shining the light for the bride of every age to follow. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. When Jesus Christ said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It means the gates of hell will prevail. And I told you that the gates of hell, they are not witches and wizards. The gates of hell, they are not Boko Haram. Listen carefully. The gates of hell, they are the four horse riders. In Revelation chapter 6. Those four horse riders, they were the Antichrist spirit. When Satan rises, like the enemy rises like a flood, what did God say he will do? The Spirit of God will lift up a standard against that nonsense. And people don't understand what the Bible is saying. Yes, the gates of hell shall not prevail. He didn't say the gates of hell shall not attack, but it will not prevail. Why? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nobody can work against God's program. Nobody can work against God's program. Those four horse riders, the colors, four different colors, appearing in four different colors, they are the same rider, but the same horse, but changing appearances. It started with a white horse. The color was white. I'm telling you, Revelation chapter 6 says so. Amen. It changed to black. To red. After red, it changed to black. And after black, it changed to what? Pale horse rider. And each of that was the move of the Antichrist spirit against the church. But God will always raise a standard. A standard. And that standard is in Revelation chapter 4. The four beasts before the throne of God. The first one is what? The lion. The second one is what? The ox. The third one is what? The face of a man. And the fourth one is what? The flying eagle. That is it there. The flying eagle. People don't know why we have that symbol there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that flying eagle was reserved to counter the pale horse rider. Pale horse rider. Pale is the color of deceit. Neither white nor red. Just it be like say. It's a color of deceit. This is the age of false Christs, false prophets, false anointed ones. And God released an anointing that is typed of an eagle. All the characteristic of an eagle is the characteristic of the spirit that he poured on his bride in this age. And it is a spirit that makes you to see far and see error. And you given enough wings to fly away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is God's standard. And then they are depicted there. Those seven lights there. Seven star messengers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when we say this here, people look at us as if we are some fanatics. When God raises a standard and you refuse to follow that light to pull you out of darkness, you will remain in darkness and perish. That's the truth. Satan, right from when the church of Jesus Christ started, he began to attack it. That is the history depicted by those four horses. I'm summarizing it because it is there. It's there in the books. It's there. The history is there. Don't be a Christian without knowing what has been going on in Christianity. Some of you are saying, I'm a Nigerian. You don't know how we became Nigeria. It's wrong. You're a Nigerian. How come you and I together, Bayelsa man and Sokoto man, we are together, one country. How did it come about? You should know what is happening. Praise the Lord. You should know how we became one nation, one people, one, and then we are saying we are one. We are one, we are one. You don't know how we are one. Because you don't bother to know history. You must know, you must study to know what has been going on in the church of Jesus Christ. Study and know. From this Bible, read this Bible, you must ask questions. In this Bible, for instance, there is no woman pastor. Would you ask, how come now we have women pastors? Would you ask? There is history about it. In the Bible, there was nothing like God the Son. Is there anything God the Son in the Bible? There is nowhere written anywhere in the Bible, God the Son. There is nowhere written in the Bible, God the Holy Ghost. Nothing like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Son of God is different from God the Son. Hallelujah. Would you ask? Would you ask, where did we begin to have men of God bearing reverend doctor? Would you ask? When did we have titles like Pope and General Overseer and all this? Would you ask? Haba, why will you just sit down and enter something and you don't bother to know what it is? In the first church age, they spoke lies. Ananias and Sapphira's, what happened to them? They died. Would you ask question? Your boyfriend went sleep with you before. See, and the priest, they prophesy. And nothing they happen. And anointing they flow. Would you ask, how come? This man sleep with me yesterday. Would you ask? There's a history to it. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. Eyes to victory is ours. We are chained down in the sun. To jubilee ascended, and we have responded to our God. Who's original life? Original Christianity.
The original.
Listen, church. Hallelujah. Listen. Why did I show you those seven candlesticks? Is for you to know that God had a program that He foreshadowed even in the building of the tabernacle. The church of Jesus Christ is known as the temple of God. That's the church of Jesus Christ. And there is a temple that Solomon built. And the building of that temple was speaking about the building of the spiritual temple of God. And how many years did it take Solomon to build that temple? 7 years. Speaking of seven church ages. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me tell you another thing again. That temple was built, hallelujah, with materials that were prepared by Solomon. Eh? Who prepared the materials?
By his father. Why will you say you don't believe in predestination? Why will you say that you don't believe that your name has been written somewhere in the book of life from the foundation of the world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it was time for the building, Solomon did not set up architectural school to produce architects. Solomon did not prepare or establish a factory for making building materials. No! The Bible says every stone was prepared in advance. When it is time, every stone had its place in the temple. You just carry it, it will enter. Pogo. Another one will enter. Pogo. They said there was no noise of chisel or hammer throughout the building. And that is why it took 7 years. Because every stone has to be located. It has to be located. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why I say, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, church. The body of Christ, Apostle Paul, that man. Hey! When I get to heaven, the first person I will look for will be William Branham. Yes. Because that's my messenger. That's the one that produced me. That's the star messenger for my age. The next person I will look for will be Paul. How I will look at Paul? Now you try. You try. That man try. He was revelated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He understood the body of Jesus Christ. The spiritual body. Amen. And he taught us. When you see any two ministers quarreling, and they all claim to be members of the body of Christ, it is either of two reasons. It is either because somebody is occupying the wrong position, or he is not part of that building material. That's why in Bride Assembly here, we have no reason. There should be no jealousy. Why should I be jealous? I am playing my part. Another person will play his part. That's the truth. Why should I be jealous? Why should I be jealous? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Another type in the Old Testament was King Ahasuerus. Amen. Watch it. King Ahasuerus has a wife by the queen by the name of who? Vashti. In the book of Esther. Hallelujah. And what happened? Amen. The emphasis there, I'm not going into the details of that story, but that he had a group of people that were in charge of preparing the queen for the king. What did they call them? Chamberlains. How many were there? 7. Speaking of the chamberlains, the star messengers that will be preparing the bride for King Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The evening light is here. Why? Because we are in the days. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. This is it. This is the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Which voice? Go to Matthew chapter 25. Are we there? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25. I hope Elvis is listening from Thailand. I hope Nolunga, you are listening from Ireland. And I hope Esther, you are watching from Germany.
And I hope the rest of you, Godwin, I hope you are listening from Austria. Oh yes, we are together. I say shalom to all of you. Chapter 25. See it. Took their lambs and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lambs. While the bridegroom tarried, both the foolish and the wise, all of them slumbered and slept. Amen. Hallelujah. Is speaking about the condition that the church found herself. Hallelujah. Because the Lord tarried to come back. It was a sleeping condition. I'm not going into that details, because I think we have preached the message without why they were foolish. Amen. Okay. But I just want to bring out a point from here. In that condition, that was the condition of the whole church world. The whole church world. Now, one group had oil. Hallelujah. The other group, amen, did not have oil. Am I correct? Am I correct? So, what made them foolish is that they took their lamb, but no oil. It is foolishness. Praise the Lord. It is foolishness. What made the other group wise was that they had a lamp and they had oil. Why? That lamp can only shine and sustain her brightness if there is enough oil. Why will you take your lampstand and put light there to burn and don't bother to make sure you have oil to sustain the light? That makes you foolish. And remember, they were all virgins. That means sincere Christians. They don't commit any sin. They live a life of righteousness or holiness. That's why the Bible called them virgins. They've not contaminated themselves with the world. Their testimony before heaven was that they were virgin in their faith. Uncontaminated, undefiled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is that lamp? The lamp there is the word of God. And that is this Bible. This Bible is a lamp. The word of God is a lamp. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Psalm 119 says so. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this Bible, amen, unless there is a revelation, you have revelation of this Bible, this word of God will be useless to you. So what is the oil? The oil is the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. I didn't say it's anointing. You can be anointed and yet blind to the true revelation of the word. You see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means before the slumbering time, there were a group of people that were busy studying the word. And how do we know that you were studying the word? You had, that is, I mean, that you were ready for revelation. That is, they received the Holy Ghost. While the other one did not go to receive the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is so essential. And the receiving of the baptism of the Holy Ghost prepares you for the next move of God. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, when God is moving, you will not know. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Are we there? Verse 5 says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. What is the cry? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. That is the cry. At midnight. Midnight there is the darkest hour of the night. That means when Christianity became totally dead and all manner of infiltrations, all manner of errors, all manner of confusion, until the church looked so powerless. Group of people at that time will say, the days of miracle, they are past. No more this, no more that. Just religion. It's at that hour that a ministry sprang up. And that was the same ministry, blessed be the name of the Lord, that triggered off the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's why I say, listen carefully. It is not confusion anywhere. Hallelujah. That is the period. By that time, the light had traveled to the west. The gospel, hallelujah, for the Gentile was being rounded up. God anointed his seventh angel messenger to scream, a voice that screamed, behold, the bridegroom cometh. It means there is a message telling you the person you have been waiting for is coming. The God that you have been waiting for, the Savior you have been looking for, Jesus Christ that says he's coming, say, he is the bridegroom. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. He is on the way, coming, because it is evening time. He's on the way, coming. That means he had a message that will awaken certain element of people to begin to prepare themselves for home going. You see? Apostle Paul, that's why I shouted, I said, Apostle Paul, Apostle Paul. You see, Apostle Paul did not hear this parable when Jesus Christ was telling his disciples. But that same Jesus went to Apostle Paul to tell. It was not Peter that told Apostle Paul. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Are we there? This is Apostle Paul. Verse 13. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, our brethren that are dead, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Those who are asleep and those who are dead. Believers of all the ages that are dead. Then verse 16 is my emphasis. This is the order of the coming of Jesus Christ. Step by step. If you observe as I will read, there are three stages of his coming. Hallelujah. Church, listen. Look your neighbor where. Touch and say, listen, Pastor, want to talk something. Shake her. Look in face before you shake her now. Whether your eye open or you close. If your eye close, tell her, say, it's not time for vision. Open your eye. Look, Pastor, want to talk something. Hallelujah. Verse 16. This is how the rapture will take place. I repeat. This is how the rapture that we have all been expecting. This is how it will take place. Can I see any wise virgin here? Wait. I said virgin. Any wise one here? Let me see. Clean hearted people. No jealousy. Wave it now. No gossip. No fornication. No beer. No panty pants. No trousers, sister. No nonsense on your hair. Nothing, nothing. No beating of your wife. Wait, now let me see them now. No beating of your wife. No drinking beer for beer palo. No cocaine, no 419. Nothing TV, your master's money, nothing, nothing, nothing. Wave your hand, let me see the virgins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, some of you are very honest. There are something, when I talk, some people bring down their hands. Those when they thief their master money, they put down their hand like this. Yes, because you know you are not a virgin, you are not a virgin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. He said, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Uh-huh. Don't worry. When we shall be coming to judge you, you will know. We are coming to judge you. Every sinner, we are coming to judge you. Anybody that doesn't go in the rapture, expect us when we shall be coming to judge you. Praise the Lord. We rule over you for 1,000 years. Yes. 1,000 years. Some of us will be presidents. Some will be governors. Kings. And Jesus will be the King of Kings. Praise the Lord. Ah! I want to go to heaven. Time. I must go in the rapture. To start with, if I, Pastor Moses, if I should find myself in hell, I know what Satan will do to me there. The wahala we face from Satan first, from mommy water, from all these demons where I don't cast out. They look at me and say, you come. Hey, you see why I'm doing everything to make sure I enter heaven? Because I know what I will face when I jam them. Their own wahala will pass the one God will give me. It's true. All of us that are ministers, now I'm talking for all of us. Chance, every time. They're waiting for you. They're waiting. Make sure you go to heaven. Make sure you go to heaven. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you that's the truth. Are we there? This is how the rapture will take place. Ipo, now your eye, they go first attack. Your eye, then they go face first. They will plug it off. Now you don't see. You see why you must go to heaven? Okay. Are we there? Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a... Say it very loud. Now with a... Shout! That is the first stage. The second one, with the voice of the archangel. The third one, and with a trump, with the trump of God. Then, he said, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's the rapture. Then, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can you see the rapture? The rapture is in three phases. The first stage is what Jesus Christ called the midnight cry in verse 6 of Matthew 25. Apostle Paul got a deeper picture. Gave us a deeper picture. When he says, it will be a shout. It is the same shout that Jesus Christ was calling midnight cry. Apostle Paul called it shout. The cry there is saying, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out. The shout there is the same thing he's saying. Shout. That means there will be a message. There will be a message. Hallelujah. There will be a message. The cry there is not just somebody shouting empty shout. Hey, hey, saying a shout. Hey, 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 hey. I see a lot of preachers shouting. sweating and shouting, how all your witches in your village will die by fire. They will shout. Don't be that kind of shout. Praise the Lord. Church, it is. What I'm telling you now is the bride food. That is why he said in Matthew 24, he said, for where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Why did he say so? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The carcass there. Amen. Carcass there is the kill. The hunter's kill. Hallelujah. Meat. Amen. And when Apostle Paul had his own food, the eagles there is God's elect. When he was dishing out his own food to the Jews and to those Gentile nations, those who believed, they come around the revelation that Apostle Paul had. And when he moved to Iranius, hallelujah, there was another kill again. Hallelujah. The whole elect of that time gathered around the food that Iranius had. And he moved to Columba. And he had his own revelation, he was telling them at that time. And they all God's elect gathered around there. The same thing also with Columba and what do you call him? Martin. The same thing also with John Wesley. The same thing also with Martin Luther. When Martin Luther had his own, by the time Martin Luther had his own, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was during the dark ages when the Roman Catholic Church took over and then the darkness, no more light of the gospel. And Luther came up with his own. God's elect for that age rallied around what Luther had to give them. That was the gathering of God's elect at that time. And John Wesley took over. And in this age of confusion and deceit, God raised William Branham also with the carcass. For where the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. Hallelujah. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have got the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original life, the original life, the original sin, the original world is what I believe. The Son of Man
is revealed as the devil sin will be on death.
The original life. Yes, sir.
The original sin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the ministry of William Branham, the seventh church age messenger, that fulfills Revelation 10:7 I quoted earlier. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Hallelujah. Listen, not in the days of William Marion Branham. In the days of the voice. It is not the man, it is the message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he shall begin to sound, because he sounds at the going down of the sun at evening time, he said what? The mystery of God should be finished. Which mystery? He didn't say mysteries of God. He said one mystery. That mystery, Apostle Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How the Gentiles came into the commonwealth of Israel and even occupy a higher position. Gentiles that Jesus Christ called dogs. Gentiles that are nothing. How now we occupy a position known as the bride of Jesus Christ. Higher than that of the Jews. For he came to his own received him not. But as many, how many of them? As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said it is a mystery. the mystery there, there is a process that he will use to gather them. And it is a mystery because he refused to reveal it to anybody. He said that mystery will be rounding up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You come into Bride Assembly, are you beginning to know who we are now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you beginning to know who we are now? There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with a fire that fell on Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, I am one of them. I am one of them. Yes, sir. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say. Though these people, though these people may not be learned, though these people may not learn it, nor boast of earthly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling them both far and wide. His power is yet the same. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, I am one of them. Oh, yes, one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
One of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad. You don't know who we are. This is who we are. We are not another new church springing up. Hallelujah. We heard the voice of the seventh angel. We heard the cry. We heard the shout. And we responded. Hallelujah. What is the voice? What is the shout? It's going, come out. Come out of error. Trim your lamps of revelation. They told you that God, the Godhead is three persons in one God. Trim your lamp of revelation. You will find out that the Jehovah God of the Old Testament is the one that appeared in Jesus Christ of the New Testament. One God that came among us as Emmanuel. And his name is Jesus. You didn't say it boldly because you don't know the name. How many of you know the name? His name is
Jesus.
Jesus is the name of the God of Israel. Hallelujah. The name of the Father, he gave the Son. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you trim your lamps of revelation very well, you will discover that the name of the Father he gave to the Son, and that the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Therefore, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is who?
Jesus.
That name, Jesus. Trim your lamp. And if you refuse to trim your lamp, you are a foolish virgin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Trim your lamp very well. You will understand why Apostle Paul said, but I permitted the woman to teach, but you sub authority over the man. You know why he said, let the women keep silence in your churches, as in all the churches of the saints. All. It's not only Corinthians. It is all the churches, including the church at Galatia, in Thessalonica, and all of them, including the church in Lagos, Nigeria. Including the church in America. Let the women keep silence in the churches. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no deaconess. There is no pastoress. There is no evangelist. There is no prophetess. There is no apostoless.
Nothing like that.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are positions of authority, not for the woman. And Apostle Paul told us the reason. But she's anointed. Hallelujah. She's anointed. We are not talking about anointing. We are talking about the word. An anointing that does not line you up with the word is not anointing from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If your anointing will not make you see the word of God, that anointing is not of God. Oh, it is an anointing like the anointing that was upon the 400 prophets of Ahab. I'm not going that way today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see why many people don't like us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You go there, there, they see vision, vision, vision. Rapture will take place and you know nothing about it. You see the way they see vision, rapture, don't go, you see they see vision. You see they go for deliverance, they do dry fasting, power must change hands. Meanwhile, the power has already changed hands, we are gone. We are gone, and you're here, power must change hands, dry fasting somewhere. They are doing Holy Ghost Congress. Meanwhile, the Congress is already going on up there. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less there to sing God's praise than when we first begun. 10,000 years, we never begin to praise God. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
totally blind, totally,
but now I see.
Eyes of understanding open. I was blind before. Blind, thinking that I was serving God. Not knowing that you are serving man and you don't know it. There are people that think they are serving God. They don't know they are serving their Jew. Well, that's the truth. Your Jew knows you, but heaven doesn't know you. It's true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the first stage is the shout, and that is the message. And so, blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we have, listen to me. Hallelujah. So we have Matthew 25 verse 6 plus 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Is equals to Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Am I saying something to the bride? I have told you what Matthew 25 verse 6 said. I have told you what Revelation 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 6 says. Now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says, behold! See, when he say behold, it means, open your eye, look where we're, so that you don't go miss her. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he, that Elijah, shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. William Branham fulfilled that second part, because Elijah, Matthew 11, Jesus Christ said, that John the Baptist is that Elijah that was to come. But from what Elijah did, oh, praise the Lord. From what John the Baptist did, understand that scripture very well. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet, hallelujah, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. There are 2 days. There are 2 different days. One is the great day of the Lord. The second one is the great, dreadful day of the Lord. The great day is the day of redemption, the day of salvation, and we are still in that day. It started from the cross on Calvary, when he shouted, "It is finished." His blood was shed on the cross for the remission of our sins, for the atonement. He did it, he paid the price. And that day is still on. That's why we are getting saved. That's why there's still room for any sinner even here today. And after that, hallelujah. But before that day, that great day, he will send Elijah the prophet. And John the Baptist is that Elijah. It is the anointing on him. The anointing that was on Elijah was the anointing that was on John the Baptist. Hallelujah. To do what? To turn the heart of the fathers. Who are the fathers? The religious leaders, Pharisees and Sadducees. Turn their heart to grace. Something that those apostles and the Lord Jesus Christ was bringing in. The faith of those apostles. They were pointing their attention to it. For he's the one that shouted, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Praise the Lord. He introduced grace to us. Under that anointing, there is also the dreadful day of the Lord. The dreadful day of the Lord is called the day of the Lord. And it is the day of judgment. To fulfill 2 Peter chapter 3, if you read it from verse 8, down 10, 11. Where the whole earth will burn. And I preached a message that I titled the day of the Lord. And I showed you in the scripture, by the time it finished with the whole world, the Bible said, few men will be left on earth. That is the truth. Hallelujah. And the prophet says, I think it's Hosea also, that says, woe to he that desire the day of the Lord. Because it is not a pleasant day. Hallelujah. And I took teachings and I show you scriptures of what will happen that day. Amen. And that day is called the day of the Lord. And that is when Jesus Christ will be coming with those of us who went in the rapture to come and rule this earth. And what will happen? And I calculated the things that will happen in a span of 45 days. It is there in the Bible. I show you where the Bible says the earth, you know, the sun will not give her light. There will be total darkness, and we calculated the period. It will last for about 30 days. That will be the beginning. And that is the one that there will be confusion. Not this coming of Jesus Christ. No, that is the one that there will be confusion. Because the Bible says that you will run to the sea. The sea will reject you. You try to hide on a rock. The rock will say, "Leave me alone." There will be no hiding place. Because you will stay. God will make sure nothing gives light in the whole world. Then they will see the Son of Man coming with his angels. We his angels. Hallelujah. And that is when we shall come here to establish the rule on earth for 1,000 years. That's the period. He said it will reel the earth like a pendulum when it will start. All these small, small earthquakes where they shake. Now small. He said he will reel the earth to and fro like a pendulum. How can I know all this and play with my Christian faith? How will I know all this and play with my eternal destination? The grace of God allowed me to know all this, and I will still go and sit down for one beer parlor. Leave my wife at home and go and chase one small girl anywhere. It's true now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, everybody will go the way it is written of him. It is written of me to go to heaven. How many are going to heaven? It's written of you to go to heaven. And what is written? It's written. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I should go on. Sisters, I should go on. Brothers, I should go on. Hallelujah. You mean you like what I'm saying? I expected to see frowning face. Anytime I see your face frown like this, I say, he enter. He hit her. Then my anointing will increase. You see? That's why if I see anybody they sleep, I go say, Chai, a lie, you must catch him. I go wake you. You must hear it. There are some people that they are like tortoise. They see around you. Everything where they talk, make this man finish talking, make I hear prophecy. I think they say, the man be that Igbo. This man too, they talk. I go soon talk, finish. Don't worry, I go talk, finish. When we are gone, you will come and look for Igbo. Igbo. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's important because Elvis is listening to me now from Thailand. Listen, church. This is how the rapture will take place. It starts with a shout. Therefore, I can say confidently that the rapture has started. Seven thunders is not a sermon. Do you hear me? Seven thunder is not a sermon. It's not a message. It is a move of God. There are three groups of Christians existing today. We have the evangelicals, we have the Pentecostals, and we have the bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is watching what everybody is doing with the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. But what is the voice following that anointing? That is what the bride wants to hear. Do you understand me now? The rapture, that is the mystery. It's a mystery. That's the mystery. Because the mystery, the rapture starts with a shout. If you don't hear the shout, amen, you will not hear the next stage. The shout, and then the voice of the archangel. Please, if you are coming here for the first time, can you just wave your hand? Let me just see how many of us. How many people am I talking to for the first time? Just wave. Let me be sure. How many people? God bless you. Put down your hand. This message I am preaching, if today is your first time of hearing it, can you wave your hand? Okay. You can see that so many hands are down because we have spoken it several times in various ways, bringing out the same picture. And you are ordained to hear it also. That's why we are preaching it also today. All of us had it one day, like you are hearing it now. And many of us don't have itching ears. Yes, like the Bible prophesied in the latter times. He said they will not endure sound doctrine. He said, but with itching ear, they will heap to themselves teachers. You see, with itching ears. To hear what they want to hear only. Hear what they want to hear only. If I was bringing out some revelations of how you can become a millionaire, I know how many of you will have sold and key into what I'm saying by now, by dropping something at the offering box. But the kind of thing I'm talking is not that way. Yes, there are things that when you hear, you are feel too heavy to even stand up. Because you are there thinking, they play with my life, But I said, this man, they talk like true. So you are too heavy to stand up. I'm not saying you should stand up because this is not the kind of message for you to stand up. It's the kind of thing that makes you make a decision for your eternal destination. If you will stand up, it is because you want to go to the altar and say, Lord, have mercy on me, and not to drop money for altar. That's why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it. Praise the Lord. The next stage after the shout, and I repeat, if you don't respond to the shout, you can never hear the voice of the archangel. That's why, and what is the message? Come out of denomination. Come out of error. Come back to Bible Christianity. I didn't say come out of your denomination and come to Bride Assembly. I didn't say so. Because some people are asking us, why are you not opening branches? I'm not preaching so that I will open branches. Amen. There's nothing like that. Show me branches for Bible. Show me headquarters for Bible. Where they collect tithe and offering and send to the headquarters. And the headquarters will send salaries to all the workers outside. Show me in the Bible. Show me the part. It's part of the falling away. You don't understand. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not so shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except, that is, until there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So Apostle Paul was telling them at that first church age, Christ will not come now until this thing I am teaching you, this Bible faith. A stage will come, a time will come when believers will get off this Bible. And you know, this is the time it is fulfilled. It is only then, he said, and the man of sin will be revealed. That is the Antichrist, is the son of perdition. And church, this is the age that the Son of Man will be revealed. And this is the age, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to catch it. If you don't catch it, this is the age of the departing from the faith, from the apostolic faith. This is the time of the departure from the apostolic faith. That's why God sent us Elijah in the ministry of William Marion Branham before the second day, the dreadful day of the Lord. To do what? To turn the hearts of the children to the heart of the fathers, to the faith of the fathers. Which fathers? The apostolic fathers. They produce you and I. It's the gospel, their gospel we are standing upon. But we have left their faith. God sent a ministry that will call us back to that faith. We are the preach in the name of Jesus. They taught baptism in the name of Jesus. We will teach in the name of Jesus baptism. They did not teach Trinity. There is nothing like Trinity. Nothing supports that doctrine of Trinity in the Bible. Nothing. It's just a misunderstanding of scriptures. They did not ordain any of their wives. We must not ordain our wives to lead us in the church. No woman was ever ordained in the Bible. None. In the New Testament church. None. Even in the Old Testament, there was no woman priestess. No woman of the children of Levi was a priest in the temple. Only the men. Why will New Testament priests now be women? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They told you that the evidence of speaking in tongue, I mean of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongue. Who taught you that? Holy Ghost. The evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongue. Oh, it's not. I don't speak in tongue. Tell me I don't have the Holy Ghost. Then you will tell me by what power I am no more womanizing. Because I was a chronic womanizer. I say chronic. Don't see any of you here that was womanizer to my level. Now I'm telling you that's the truth. And if a man be in Christ, how do you be in Christ? 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says, for by one spirit are we baptized into the body. It is by the Spirit of God you become part of the body of Christ. That is the meaning of being born again. You are born again into a family, and you are born again by the Spirit of God. That's the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The day it happened to me, I will never forget it. And from that day till today, I have been growing from grace to grace to grace to grace. All the things may not stop in one day, but every day I was growing the stature of perfection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't tell me speaking in tongue, because I have seen people speaking in tongue and yet fornicating.
Brother and sister, they spoke in tongue in their prayer program together. Spoke in tongue. Locked themselves in the room. Spoke in tongue. After they spoke in tongue, charged themselves. I have seen it all. I have seen pastors that jump up speaking in tongues. In the congregation, their girlfriend is there. Praise the Lord. So tell me I don't have the Holy Ghost. You tell me by which power I know they drink again. It's true now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I told you one time, I said, one sister here was asking me one day. He said, Daddy, so you mean if you see any girl, you don't even have small feeling for her? But she was asking in all innocency because I was trying to teach her something. Praise the Lord. No, she was not a gentle. She was very sincere. Because she must have met other men of God that when she comes, they're going to chase her. So why your own? They're different. The way they talk, nga, like this. You mean no girl, they charge you small, even small. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are supposed to die to yourself, not to faint. Some Christians, they faint instead of dying. If you faint, something will wake you up. You'll be revived. But if you are dead, and I'm telling you this sincerely, I'm speaking now. A fornicator will not speak the way I'm speaking. Because the girl will be sitting down there listening to me. Hey, this man. Hey, this man. You're going to talk, say, the person where they sit next to her, I'm going to say, waiting now. I'm going to say, you're not going to understand. There are some pastors, when they are preaching, their wife will stand up and walk out of the church. When they reach out soon, they go, shaka, for them. Why are you deceiving the people? You don't hear some pastor that say, do what I say and not what I do. Do what I say and not what I do. Leave me with God. I've given you, I'm a messenger of God. I've given you the message. If you like, follow. If you like, don't follow. Because he knows where he's standing at. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't have a revelation of the cross. You can't sing a song like, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah, praise God. Wait, why don't they sing? Now only people who are saved should sing. It's not a general song. It's not a general song. Now I didn't say everybody sing. Every fornicator, keep quiet. When I think of the good. Wait. Now go increase them. Amen. Hallelujah. You've not caught the revelation of heaven. That's why you're living a useless life on earth. One of these days, you will know that what we are saying is the truth. And so all that doctrine that says speaking in tongue is evidence of the Holy Ghost. It's a lie, yo. Go and get Holy Ghost, oh. No man can teach you how to speak in tongue. No man can teach you how to see vision. Nobody can teach you how to heal the sick. Nobody can teach you how to do miracle. Nobody can teach you how to dream. Nobody can teach you how to hear a voice of God speaking to you for ear. Nobody can teach you any gift of the Holy Ghost. So let nobody begin to tell you, say, evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is you speak in tongue. It's part of the error. is the departure from the faith. It's the departure from the faith. Because in the Bible, faith, Acts chapter 2, everywhere they received the Holy Ghost, they spake in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Not as the pastor taught them. Open your mouth. Are you ready? Oh! And that man went to Bible school. That's why I say that there is nowhere in the Bible that says that the prerequisite for the ministry is a school of theology. Nothing like that. When God calls you, He does not send you to a Bible school. Hallelujah. I was studying on my reading table this afternoon, and my son came and then asked me. I said, please don't disturb me, I'm studying. He said, who is teaching you? I said, Jesus is the one teaching me. He said, Jesus, where is he? Amen. It's true now. So I said, you see, if your eye open now, you will see him. He said, my eye open, I can't see him. I said, but he's here. Me, I'm seeing him. He's here. He's the one teaching me. Because he's the one that called me. He who called you, he will teach you. I did not go to any Bible college. But what I'm teaching now, no Bible theology knows this. It's not about theology, it's revelation. By the Spirit of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I received letters from pastors, even one from Malawi or somewhere like that, yesterday. And I had to tell my wife, and she was reading the mail out. I said, see, two letters received the same day. One is the one I have read now. The word. The revelation is exciting him. Another pastor wrote, is the prophetic gift he's looking at. He wants to come and sit under me and then so that I can mentor him on the prophetic. And he believes that he can walk, you know, with me and subject himself to my ministry because he too operates a prophetic ministry. Now I tell my wife, I say, you see, one they see revelation, another one they see gift. You see? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why in our television broadcast, they don't show the power side. All we show is teaching, teaching, teaching. Then small time we show them, say, why would they show you, quote them and the rest? So they don't go to say in English, only would they speak. But they know, say, what we are teaching is practical here too. But my brother, the emphasis now is the revelation of the word. It's the word. Every gift you're operating can be impersonated and is being impersonated. But the word of God can never be impersonated. The safest place to be is not in the anointing, it's in the word. Stay in the word. Stay in the word. And other things will follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why I say Matthew 25 verse 6 plus 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 is equals to Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6. Because Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6 was to take our hearts back to the faith of our apostolic fathers. Because there is a fall away. There must be a restoration. Therefore, the shout is a restoration ministry. Restoring us back to the faith of the apostles. That is what God used William Marion Branham to achieve.
And that's why too the denominations, we never like him, because he dismantled all their systems. The second stage is what? The voice of the archangel. Where is he referring to? Which archangel? It's Revelation chapter 10. Can we read it? Because of those who may be hearing us for the first time and those who are watching us even now all around the world. The voice of the archangel is Revelation chapter 10. Listen carefully, because there is some juggle there that we will go into. Now, chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel. Apostle Paul called it archangel. John referred to it as what? Mighty angel. It's the same angel that Apostle Paul is referring to. Come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. That means John heard what the thunders said. Correct? Correct? That's why he's about to write. Now you can't write what you didn't hear. I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So, up till today, what the seven thunders wrote, I mean spoke, is not written anywhere. Am I correct? So if anybody tells you the seven thunders has been revealed, you know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. Okay, verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea, that is the archangel, and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. That means by the time that angel comes down from heaven, places one leg on the sea, one leg on the earth, it means salvation is over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he cried with a loud voice. That is the voice of the archangel Apostle Paul was referring to. He cried with a loud voice. And when he cried, what happened? Seven thunders uttered their voices. So it means after the shout, we're expecting the seven thunders to sound. You see why I emphasize, I say, if you don't hear the shout, how will you hear the seven thunders? You see? Hallelujah. The next stage after the shout is the seven thunders. I will explain it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch it again. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. See the way Jesus Christ put it. Hallelujah. From verse 22. Let me read it. And he went to the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, that's where I am going. This is the word of Jesus himself. Strife. What is the meaning of strife? Struggle. strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. When, listen, when once, verse 25, the master of the house is what? That's where I get the key. Is risen up and has shut to the door. And you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, church, listen. My emphasis here is in verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up, it means he has been sitting somewhere. If you are not sitting, you will not rise up. Who is this archangel? It's the Lord Jesus himself, who ascended up to heaven and is been sitting on the mercy seat, the right hand of the Father, pleading for you and for me. He will remain there until the last elect member, whose name is written in the book of life, comes in. And the last one will come in the seventh church age. Then he has finished his mediatory role. His assignment as the high priest, his position as a high priest will be over. He will stand up. Hallelujah. That is why seven seals in Revelation chapter 5, a book, hallelujah, on the right hand of one that sat on the throne, and that is the great Elohim. And that is the book of redemption. Sealed before and behind with seven seals. And there was nobody worthy. I am quoting Revelation chapter 5. Nobody, no man on earth, no human being was worthy to open that book. John was crying. There seems to be something there that has been sealed that we need to know. That we need to know. He was crying because nobody was qualified. While he was crying, the voice spoke to him, weep not. Hallelujah. For the lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. Hallelujah. And the lamb came to him that sat on the throne and collected the book. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then John was shown what every seal, what was in every seal, but all that was revealed to John, they were all in symbols. The revelation of what was in those seals remained close until the end time. When? In 1963, 28 February, in this our age, seven angels came and met William Branham in that desert of Arizona on the 28th of February 1963. And came and told him, it is time for the opening of the seals. And he went back to town. And when those angels, seven angels that came to him, when they were going back, hallelujah, up in the sky, they formed that cloud that the photographer of a magazine in the town in America snapped. He said, they call it a mystery cloud. That is the cloud you are seeing on the screen there that was photographed. And when God, he was watching it, he was brought the next day, William Bright was the talk of town. The Holy Ghost told him to turn that picture clockwise. When he turned it, it was the face of Jesus Christ in the sky. Look very well, it is the face of Jesus Christ. Exactly as described in Revelation chapter 1. The white hair and everything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have that great privilege in this age to have this photograph in our age. And that is why he went down and preached the revelation of the seven seals. And every night the angel will come and tell him what every seal meant. So that he will go and tell it to the bride. And it was nothing but the move of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. And how God countered it all in symbols. Explained with history, with date, with everything. You will not find it in any bookshop. It is no food for everybody. But it's for the eagles. He gave him the meaning of the first seal. Gave him the meaning of the second seal. The third seal. The fourth seal. The fifth seal. The sixth seal. But when he came to the seventh seal, go to Revelation chapter 8. So that you will know why I am mad for Jesus. I know something. Revelation chapter 8. Hallelujah. And when are we there? Verse 1. Are we there? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when he had opened the seventh seal, you see, what happened? There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. So John, that is all he saw. When that seventh seal was opened, he noticed for 30 minutes there was silence. And I've explained this here several times. Why? Because it is in the seventh seal that we have the seven thunders. How? Why were they in silence? It was because this, the whole heaven, the host of heaven, they seen a man that was seated, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the past 2,000 years, pleading. He never stood up one day, and all of a sudden, he is standing up. It caught the attention of heaven, and everybody kept quiet. Why? The scene was about to change to something else. And it was there he stood up as they were watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He roared like a lion. Because he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. And when he roared, seven thunders uttered their voices. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The voice of God is known in the Bible as a thunder. Hallelujah. If he uttered, If he shouted and then cried and seven thunders uttered their voices, we are able to be convinced that God is going to raise seven men on earth here. We'll be given a ministry that will say something that will give you and I the rapturing faith. And what did we say? William Branham said, God purposely made sure it was not spoken so that Satan will not mess it up. Therefore, no man knows what they have, what they said, or what they will say. But William Branham only gave us a key. He said that Jesus Christ said, the day nor the hour, no man knows. He said so. The day, the hour of his coming, no one knows. Only the Father. William Branham said, it is there that the Father will reveal the day for the rapture. We shall know. Hallelujah. We shall know. Even this small one that William Branham spoke, carnal people have hijacked it. You know how many times they say Jesus Christ is coming by 1977? Jesus Christ is coming by this. And some people, they, you know, we drew their people from school. We drew, they say, oh, Brother Abraham said, Brother Abraham said that. Even the little ones. So I believe that's why God kept it quiet. If they know, if Satan hears it, he will anoint his ministers to mess it up.
Nobody knows now
the hour of the time. What God is busy doing now is to give you something that will make you recognize when he is talking.
When he will be speaking. When the seven thunders will sound, he is busy giving us something. He is giving us the Holy Ghost. That is why we are busy organizing Holy Ghost program. Come and get Holy Ghost. Come and get the Holy Ghost.
Because it will take the Holy Ghost for you to recognize when God will begin to speak at that hour. That is the truth, because what they are speaking is not written anywhere. For you to believe it, there must be something inside of you that will recognize those voices when they will begin to sound.
And you need to have it so that you can also know when Satan is impersonating it, because he's already impersonating it. With big, big grammar. Making apologies. Lead apostle. Chief apostle. I am John. I am this. I am Jehu. And all within the entire message circle, followers of the minister of William Branham, but ordained and placed there by the devil, their father, to confuse the elect. But we know better.
Hallelujah.
That is one of the reasons he gives the Holy Ghost to you. So that you can identify error. And so that you can identify God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the second stage. Is the voice of that archangel that produces the seven thunders. And we are waiting for it. Oh yes, we are waiting for it. Hallelujah. That is the period of the adoption. Something will happen among the bride that the whole world will open their mouth and look at us. Huh? Who are these people? Something is going to happen. There's going to be a move of God that will shake the whole world. The whole world. God will pour out his spirit. Hallelujah. Are you not surprised that for the first time in the history of Christianity in this Laodicean church age, I'm talking of this, particularly this age, that you are beginning to see ministries like Bride Assembly coming up. You are not going to Bride Assembly and you are looking for the pastor. Eh? Eh? You are going to Bride Assembly and you are not going to queue up to look for the pastor. Praise the Lord. Where you are seeing the fivefold ministry in full operation. Where a pastor does not hinder an evangelist. Where it is not a one-man show. There are people that are holding sermon books of William Branham, but it is one-man ministry. For the first time, they are seeing a church. Hallelujah. And people are surprised. What is happening? How this man, they take Duam? It's not me, it's the Holy Ghost preparing his people for something that will soon happen. As the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So many of you cannot go and feel comfortable in so many of these intermessage churches. So many. You enter, finish, you say, which can't be this? Funny places. All holding the same. Abraham say, but what Abraham did? Are you doing what he did? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've said it before. Wait and see. When that hour will strike, nobody will preach seven thunders. Listen. Seven thunders is not a sermon. Do you hear me? Seven thunders is not a sermon. It's not a message. It is a move of God. Hallelujah. You will hear something that will give you rapturing faith. Something that they will tell you, go and take contracts. You tell them, look, no need. They offer you scholarship, you say, no need. They say, one man, one kill himself over you, one marry you. Is you will start with say, I am married to Jesus. Francis, leave me alone. Amen. Francis, stay there. Francis never get wife. Praise the Lord. But for now, no rapturing faith. For now, find money. Build your house. That is the way William Branham taught us. They asked William Branham, since Jesus is coming soon, is there any need for us to walk again? He said, no. He said, plan your life as if he's coming in another 100 years. He said, but live your life as if he's coming the next moment. I love that answer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says we should watch and pray. Watch and pray. And then after you are able to hear the voice of the archangel, then the trump of God. The trump of God is the voice of resurrection. Jesus Christ himself will be the one. When he comes and hangs in the air, he's not touching the earth. This second coming of Jesus Christ, he's not stepping his feet on this earth. He will be in the air and call us to come up hither. Hallelujah. He will be there like he went to Lazarus' grave. I am the resurrection and the life. Don't you believe? And he shouted, Lazarus, come forth. The trump of God, hallelujah, is the voice of resurrection. And everyone will hear his voice. I mean his name. Everyone whose name is written in the book of life. Those of you who are alive, plus those who will be dead. All of us alive and those dead. We will hear our names. He will know, he will call you by your name. The name that you know now you that they call. There may be 3 Ugochukwus there. Amen. The deep calling to the deep. There is a deep to respond. That is why he's giving you the Holy Ghost. So that when the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ goes forth, something inside of you will respond that you are the one he's calling. Other Ugochukwus, they will be there. But you, Ugochukwu, with the Holy Ghost, you will come up. The Bible says you are the one that will first come out of the grave first. Hallelujah. Then we who are alive, we will know, say something is about to happen. While you are looking at them, we too will be changed in a moment. And then what will happen? Pyam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beg of me from heaven to put down, and I can't feel at all in this world anymore. Wait. My time, because make a note, sing away my time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This thing we are speaking like story. One of these days, it will be a reality. I believe this Bible is from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe this Bible, the scripture is from God. I believe it with the whole of my heart. Praise the Lord. I believe that the rapture is going to strike in this church age. How do I know? Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 reasons. Number 1, the Bible referred to Enoch as the 7th from Adam. And Enoch went in the rapture. The Bible says so. Hallelujah. It's a type that the rapture will strike in the 7th church age. Hallelujah. Number 2, Elijah went in the rapture, letting us know that the rapture will strike through the spirit and anointing of Elijah. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It is an anointing that prepares the people for the rapture. We are under the Elijah ministry. That is one sure assurance we have that this is the age we go in the rapture. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are traveling on the right road. We are traveling on the right road. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And therefore, when we say that the rapture is a secret catching away, you understand now. It's a secret catching away. You don't hear the shout, you cannot hear the voice of the archangel. Therefore, you cannot go in the rapture. Because the shout lets you know what you are to do to prepare you for the rapture. It's true. And the ear that has been blocked because it refused freedom. What happened? Exodus 21 says what? They will hang a ring there. And forever you will not receive freedom again. You remain a slave forever. And I tell you this. The denomination is like a walled city. And if you are in a place, it is, I was inside prison yard before. All the things that is happening in the free world, we inside the prison here, we know they hear. We know they see, we know they know. And so it is. They say, come out of the denomination now. You are locking yourself inside. When the rapture will be taking place, for those who are free, you will know nothing about it. That's why you must respond now and come out of those errors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Bible says that at the end time, I will send my reapers. People don't understand. Hallelujah. The parable of the wheat and the tares. Amen. Hallelujah. There are three groups of Christians existing today. We have the evangelicals. We have the Pentecostals. And we have the bride of Jesus Christ. And each of them have their reaper that is gathering them, bundling them. That's the idea you are seeing on the screen there. In this end time, three mighty ministries in this Laodicean church age, those are the ministries there. Billy Graham, Will Abraham and Oral Roberts. And they were all contemporaries. All of them. They were in the scene at the same time. Billy Graham is to the evangelicals. You know them. Baptists. Equa. You know them now. Eh? You name them now. Presbyterian. All of them. They are the evangelicals. That those that are evangelizing everywhere, but for God so loved, for they don't know anything beyond, for God so loved the world. Oh, give your life to Christ. And Billy Graham is the most respected preacher on earth today. And we have our robots, is the leader of the Pentecostals. He's the one that started the gospel of prosperity. He has the best Christian university in the whole world. We all know it. He's the richest Pentecostal preacher in the whole world. He is the leader of all Pentecostals. And we have William Branham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. Three angels came to Abraham. I'm showing you the type. Hallelujah. I want you to understand those three men there. Three angels. They were on their way to where? What was going to happen to Sodom? Fire was going to destroy them. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were worshippers of God. Hallelujah. They were worshippers of God. Amen. Two angels. They branched to Abraham to inform Abraham. Oh, they branched to Abraham and informed Abraham that they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Nobody knew it. Only Abraham knew it. Do you know concerning the day of the Lord? Only the followers of William Branham know anything about the destruction that is coming. And how it will come. And when it will come. Only the rest, they are speaking in tongue. They are holding programs of deliverance. Jumping up and down, it is well, it is well. Holding seminars and whatever it is. See what Christianity has been reduced to. Watch some of these funny TV programs. They are gospel music time. See the people that are playing Christian music. Then you will know the extent of decay in Christianity. You see? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This world has ended. Just wait. See what will happen. They were going to Jerusalem, Sodom and Gomorrah. And they informed Abraham is a type of elect. Hallelujah. Three angels. But remember, one of them was the angelic presence of Elohim. Together with his two other angels. Because when Bible says in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image. People are thinking that it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost that we are talking. No! It is God with his angels. God existed with his angels. God moves with his angels. They are his servants. Anything he wants to do, they are the ones that carry it out. They are even here now tonight. Who believe it? They are here tonight. They are here to deliver some people here tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But one of those three angels, of course, immediately Abraham saw them. Abraham ran to them and bowed himself. And what did he call them? Before, what did he say? My Lord. One, Lord. But there were three. But he said, my Lord. He identified him. Because remember, he has been coming to him. And he saw him now with two other people coming. And he bowed down and worshipped him. And Abraham will not worship an angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No Jew will worship an angel. No true Christian will worship an angel. Angels are our servants. Because Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not ministering spirits? Send forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation. How many heirs of salvation are here? Angels are sent to be our servants. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if he bowed down before an angel, that angel was God in angelic form. Hallelujah. And he stayed with Abraham. And they were eating. They were eating goat. Barbecue. While those two angels, they went to Sodom and Gomorrah, Evangelica and Pentecostals. Hallelujah. Listen, church. What did they go to do in Sodom and Gomorrah? When they went there, did they open their eyes or they close their eyes? They blinded their eyes. Hallelujah. What did they do? They blinded the eyes of Sodom and Gomorrah. And William Branham called Oral Robert and Billy Graham. He said they are blinding angels. Send forth to blinding them so that they will never know the truth. Because they turned down the truth. When the prophecy came forth and said, Ichabod is written against the Pentecostal denomination. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What men call great is abomination before God. Am I offending anybody? I'm not. I'm teaching Bible. I'm teaching Bible. And I every opportunity I have to preach, I have to say very well before they silence me. It's already recorded.
Before they will come and attack me, it's already recorded and it's all over the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. That is who we are. The elect. God in our midst. How do I know? Did you see pillar of fire following Oral Roberts and Billy Graham? How do I know? Hallelujah. Of cloud. Is that not a cloud there? Which ministry did it follow? William Graham. At night, by a pillar of fire. Hallelujah. Which ministry? That is the picture there, William Graham with a pillar of fire on his head. Is that not the same fire in the wilderness? Hallelujah. The wise men from the east saw it and called it a star. It's the same fire. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul also made that same fire on his way to Damascus. He struck him. Hallelujah. And a voice went forth, Saul, Saul, why does thou persecute me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am who? Jesus, whom thou persecutest. So, who was that photograph on the head of William Graham? Who was that? Who was that? That was Christ himself announcing to the whole world, if you are looking for truth now, this is where I am. The voice of the seventh angel. Listen to him. That's why he was telling the whole world. And blind people are seeing that eye. Instead of allowing that light to lead them. Hallelujah. They are letting the light again, blinding them the more. They can't understand the unusual ministry of that man. Hallelujah. And William Branham said, anywhere this truth will be preached. He said, that same pillar of fire will be there. Who has ever seen that pillar of fire in this church? How many? Those of us who are spiritual, you see it. You see it in the spirit. In the spirit, you see it. Eh? This photographer, are you the one? Are you the one? This one. You are the one. You have seen it before. Eh? You saw it before. Confirm. Eh? You saw it. How? When? One time.
Maybe 4 years ago.
Talk to microphone, let them hear you.
4 years ago.
4 years ago. You were watching the screen of your camera while you were recording the message going on. Small time, you see something there. You come out your eye. You don't see. You look again. The thing there. You come out. You look again. Eh? Akim saw the same thing. He said, before you know it, with the camera, he come down, he fall down. God was telling the photographer. And that photographer, that time, Akim, na Muslim. We hired him to come and show this thing. God was telling him, see my presence here. You dead there. They don't allow come up. He's a Christian today. He has been baptized. Be baptized. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God vindicated that ministry beyond all reasonable doubt for God's elect to see and know that the sign of the coming of the Lord and the coming of the Lord is sooner than you can think of. That is what you see. The sign of the coming of the Lord. Coming in the clouds of heaven. That is how one of these days they will see it. He appeared, but he will soon come in reality. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is what has prepared us. And now you can see on your screen, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7. The bride has made herself ready. Ready. Hallelujah. Can you see that picture? Can you see that picture? Can you see that picture? The bride has made herself, and to her it is given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. And that is the righteousness of the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the song that is she's singing. In these, the closing days of time, what joy, the glorious hope of God, as soon all wondrous truth sublime, he shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. That's what she's singing.
He's coming soon. He's coming soon.
We welcome his return.
We know
he's coming soon. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The bride has made herself ready. Some of us are ready to go. So we are not afraid of anything. And for those of you who have not yet made up your mind to go, there is a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach the shore by 30 degrees. One by one we get the portals, they are to dwell with the immortal. When I ring the golden bells for you and me, oh, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In the final sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When we ring the golden bell,
the chorus again.
Oh, don't you hear?
Don't you hear the bells are ringing?
Oh,
don't you hear the angels singing?
It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In the far of sea forever,
beyond the shining river, where the ring,
the golden bell,
one more time, one more time.
Oh, don't you hear
the bells are ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing?
Hallelujah, jubilee.
In the far of sea forever, beyond the sky will be found.
Where there is
a golden bell for you and me.
Hallelujah. The message I'm preaching is the golden bell. Hallelujah. This exhortation is the golden bell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope Brother Elvis, Pastor Elvis, you are hearing me all the way in Thailand. That is how the rapture will strike. The voice, the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise. We which are alive will be changed in a moment. The twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. Listen very well. Listen very well. I don't want the people who are sleeping near you to know that you are standing up. If you can hear my voice, can you stand up quietly? Don't let them know. Don't let them know. Quietly. Quietly now. Quiet. Quiet. That is how the rapture will take place. The wall, it was a sign.
Raise your hands. Forever you are sad. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands
as unto the Lord.
Instead of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters.
There is yet another day. That is, His mercy is still available.
Trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.